one of the targets at the start of the season was the Ulster title and also the Super 8s. There was talk about getting into the Super 8s, and I was just saying one of the best ways to get in there, or the quickest way to get there, is won your provincial title. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, but we were quite happy with the campaign through Ulster, and it was great to lift that Anglo Celt. But 24 hours after it, the focus was immediately turned to the Super 8s and the challenge that's going to be provided now by Dublin, Roscommon and Tyrone.
And I suppose your focus was interrupted, I suppose, well, you lost Patrick McBrearty. Have you and the squad come to terms with the fact that you're going to be without him?
Yeah, we've had to. I mean, from the euphoria of winning an Ulster title in Clonus 24 hours earlier, to get that devastating news that Patrick was gone for the year with his cruciate ligament, and huge loss to the whole group, the whole squad, and none more so than Patrick himself. Huge blow. But we know Patrick will come back, and he'll come back stronger again next season, next year. But our focus. And, you know, sport can be cruel at times. We just get ourselves ready now with the players that we have and the options that we have. We have to look at those and get ready for the challenge that Dublin's going to provide on Saturday night.
And you're 4 or 5 days out. Have you all the options you feel covered at this stage? Or I don't expect you to tell us, but...
No, listen, we're always looking at different options and different ways of playing. And, you know, Patrick was fundamental in terms of the game plan that we were looking at. And so that's going to change probably slightly. But I have no doubt the guy that's going to come in, I've every faith and every trust in those guys within that 30-plus man squad will come in and do a job on Saturday evening, whoever that may be.
I'm not asking you to tell us. I don't expect you to tell us anyway. But you have somebody.
Ah, yeah. Listen, as I say, there's no. We're working on certain scenarios. We're working on different game plans going into the Dublin game. We know that we have to be better. The Ulster campaign was good. It was a different test in each game. A lot of teams playing with a lot of bodies behind the ball. This is going to be a real different test against the top side in the country over the last 3-4 years, and a team that probably is one of the best teams that ever play Gaelic football. And offensively, they can be devastating, and defensively, they're well set up. It's a very, very structured setup. And as I say, Jim Gavin's done a brilliant job with this group of players. And it's a challenge, but it's a challenge where you want to be, Tom. It's where these guys want to be tested at. There's a lot of the older lads that have been in Dublin and Croke Park playing against Dublin before. They know what's going to be there ahead of them. The younger lads don't have any fear. They're looking forward to the test. They want to challenge themselves against the best in the country. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting game, and it's one that, you know, since that Ulster final, we've been really looking forward to.
Just talk to me again about injuries in terms, obviously, Patrick's out. How is everybody else?
There was some niggles and... strains and stuff like that after the final, but those have settled down, and luckily enough we have a full squad. The guys like Nathan Mullins and the likes of Martin Riley and the likes of Martin McElhenney have all come back in training in the last week, 10 days. So yeah, there's a full squad of players there now at the minute. And
Neil McGee.
Yeah, Neil McGee's been training, and you know, he's had a difficult he picked up the red card in the semi-final, and that was a big blow, missing out in the Ulster final. But listen, Neil's and what will be available for selection like the rest of the squad for Sunday.
And Kieran Gillespie, he has been out a long term as well, but you said that the last head of the Ulster final, he was back in training.
Yeah, back in training, training well. And again, he'll come into the mix in relation to anyone within that 30. I think there's 32 players available. Any one of those players can come in to that 26-man squad. And the squad is going to be vitally important over the next 4 weeks, because with 3 matches coming up in that space of time, and the physicality of some of these matches is going to be high, and it's going to be very demanding. And there will be knocks, there will be bruising along the way. So that full squad will be tested. There's no doubt about that.
And you have 2 games on the road as well, just the one at home, the last one. A lot could be decided before you play that last game.
Well, listen, that's true. It's out of our control in terms of where the games are going to be. We have a very, very difficult start against Dublin in their own backyard in Croke Park. The second match is not going to be easy. It's in Roscommon, who are difficult to beat in Hyde Park. And then hopefully you're going to Balbuffet for the Tyrone game. But listen, all our focus and all our attention has been on that Dublin game. We haven't even touched on Roscommon or Tyrone, and we won't even look at that until Saturday evening, until about maybe around 9 o'clock. We can start focusing on that. But for the time being, and since the Ulster final, since the Monday after the Ulster final, it's been, you know, full steam ahead for preparations for the Dublin game.
could there be a temptation to maybe not go off hell for leather for Dublin? Because a lot of people look upon it that Dublin are probably going to go through and the fight for the second spot is going to be between Donegal, Tyrone and Roscommon, and you concentrate on those games. There are those people that say that the big games in this group are Donegal, Roscommon, Tyrone, Roscommon, Roscommon, or Tyrone, Donegal.
Listen, that might be what's been spoken about out there, but in terms of the group, we just look at every game and take it on its merit. It's Dublin Saturday night and we will be going out to get a performance that we probably haven't reached this season. It's going to have to be higher than anything we've done in Ulster, and if we can get that performance levels and you get that bounce of the ball, then you're in with a chance. But as I said, Dublin have a serious record in Croke Park. They're a serious outfit, but we're not just going up to Dublin or up to Croke Park to look around and admire the scenery around Croke Park. We're going there to get a performance and hopefully get a result.
And you're going with a core of players who went up there in 2014 and were the last team to beat Dublin. How important is it to have those players in your squad? How important is that to the confidence that it can bring?
Yeah, well, it's confidence. I mean, the confidence within the group is good. A good number played against Dublin in 2014 and on the same day, a good number of those younger lads played against Dublin Miners in a semi-final in Croke Park also.
Beat them as well.
Yeah, so there's no fear, Tom. And the one thing that you cannot go into Dublin with is fear. You've got to be positive. And the one thing since we've come along, since the start of the season, there's been real positivity and everything that's been done. And as I said inside earlier on, the standard and the quality of those training sessions is second to none. And we've got to continue to raise the bar, raise those levels. It's still a work in progress, there's no doubt about that there, but we're really looking forward to it. This is a real challenge and we're really looking forward to it.
Does the absence of Patrick McBearty maybe give you the opportunity or force you to maybe change the style and the system?
Any team that loses a player of the calibre of Patrick, I mean, Patrick's the top one, two forwards in the country, there's no doubt. That's where he is. That's where he has raised the bar over the last number of years. He's been around even though he's only 24 years of age. He's into his seventh campaign. Huge, huge loss. But listen, every game you look at the opposition, you look at what you have available to you, you tweak the game plan slightly, and that will be again the case for Saturday night. And but it should be interesting. It will definitely be an interesting game. And as I said, that it'll be a real, real test for us.
Where's the real strength in this Dublin team?
I think it's from one down to about 35, or whatever many they have in the squad, Tom, because I mean, any of those players would probably make most inter-county teams, and the team to start off with will be extremely strong, and the team that they finish could even be stronger. They have a really strong squad of players, and so it is a test, there's no doubt. As I said, a real, real test for a lot of these lads. But this is where you want to be. You want to be gauging yourself against the best to see exactly where we're at. And as I say, in terms of our work, and it's work in progress, we'll get a good gauge come Saturday evening. Mm.
Stephen Cluxton has been sent into Dublin and their system, and he's brought goalkeeping to a new level in recent years. I know he didn't play the last day, but he's expected back on Sunday. He seemed to be getting a little bit vulnerable when teams pushed up on him. I think Mayo did it successfully. Kerry did it successfully in the league game as well this year. Mayo did it last year in the All-Ireland. Is that something you'll be working on?
We look at all scenarios, Tom. I mean, Stephen Cluxton is a very experienced goalkeeper and has been the top goalkeeper probably over the last decade. And I mean, he has set the bars in terms of goalkeeping to new levels. And he's been absolutely outstanding. I know he picked up an injury in the semi-final, but he's due to come back in. And, in terms of his understudy, young Cumberford's a very, very good keeper also. So Dublin are going to be, or have always been blessed with good keepers down through the years. But, time will tell and see how we approach that. But listen, it's another part of the game plan that you look at, and it's a vital aspect of games in terms of restarts and kickouts for and against. So, another important...
And talking about restarts... Your own goalkeeper, Sean Patton, has come in this year, come literally from outside and has really impressed. And I suppose a feature of his game is his long kickouts and his long kicking. And some of the kicks in the Ulster final were getting to the other 45, and probably we didn't take full advantage of them.
Sean Patton's a good keeper, and I'd never had any doubt about Sean Patton at the start of the season. I know there was a lot of eyebrows raised and a lot of questions asked, where did Sean Patton come out of? But Sean, to me, he's a professional lad. He trains extremely hard. As Mark Anthony's back in the squad now, and he's again training very, very well. So we're very, very blessed what keepers. Liam Milley, who's been playing in Dublin, is also, so we're working with three keepers at the minute. So, you know, I have no difficulty with any of those keepers. Mm. But listen, Sean's come in for a first season as a rookie keeper. He's done extremely well.
Mm. And as I say, he's an enormous long kick-out. So there was a couple of kick-outs in the Ulster final, reached the 45, and we just weren't fully alert to them, actually, because we could have really opened them up if we had.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah, yes, there's no doubt he's... He can strike a ball, and it's another area that we're always working on. You're always looking to improve, and every day you go out, you're looking for improvement, whether it's from your restarts or from the opposition restarts or your offensive plan or your defense. It's all, you're looking for improvement, and you have to go and strive for that improvement, and that happens on the training ground night in, night out. And as I say, in terms of work in progress, we still have a fair bit to go. We wouldn't be quite happy where we're at the minute, and we'll continue to work and strive to become a better unit.
So what's the plan between now and Sunday?
Plan is, a lot of the work's been done, and a lot of it now is just getting mentally right for the task in hand, and have these guys arrive in Croke Park fresh for 70 plus 75 minutes of football on Saturday evening, and hopefully to get the performance to the level that we know we can get to, and then we can ask Dublin some serious questions.